I've decided to make interpreting the scriptures or correct interpretation of scripture the first study in this Bible school. Because if you don't know from what foundation you are supposed to interpret scripture, you will not see the Word of God in the Bible. One thing that we must know for sure is that there is a difference between the Word and the scriptures. Many people don't think that there's a difference, but there is a great difference. We can't just go and take the Bible just literally as is written there and think that we must follow the literal things just as it is there. No, it must be interpreted into the cross, into what Jesus has done for us. The Bible says clearly that and it is written that if a woman is caught in the act of adultery, she must be stoned. Now, if I literally take that and say, well, I need to apply that literally, I'm not interpreting the Word of God. A very good example for scripture interpretation was found in John chapter 8, where the woman that was caught in the act of adultery was drawn before Jesus, and there was the Pharisees with the scriptures. They came with a letter of the Word, the literal Word that says, if a woman is caught in the act of adultery, she must be stoned. And they said to Jesus, Jesus, what do you say? Now, here was Jesus, and according to John chapter 1, and I want to read verse 1 there, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. And then if you go and read to verse 14, it says, this Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So, the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, another word for word, or the Greek word for word in the is the word logos. Logos means a message. That's the best way to say it. The message that's portrayed in the scriptures. What I really try to say, that is the word word. Now, the word, we must see what does God want to say through that scripture. Now, here comes Jesus. He stands on the one side. He's called the Word of God. God's Word became flesh. So that we could see the correct interpretation of Scripture manifesting in flesh through what He says and what He does and all of that. And there was a woman caught in that. Now, the Pharisees could have said, listen man, we've got Scripture to base our doctrine, she must be killed. And the Jesus said, and this was the Word of God, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. So, the Word of Jesus is the Word of no condemnation. So, when you read the Scriptures and you want to read the Word, it must be a Word of no condemnation. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to mention today that you must always have in your mind when you interpret Scripture. Number one, when Jesus became a human being, Jesus becoming a human being, Jesus obeying on your behalf, Jesus dying on your behalf, Jesus being resurrected on your behalf, and the return of the Lord. Those five things. Whenever you want to interpret Scripture, ask yourself, how does what I want to say pertain to that? Jesus becoming a human being, meaning He represented you and me in what He did. Jesus obeying the law on my behalf. In other words, if you've got something that says, I must tithe to be blessed. Okay, how does Jesus obeying the law on my behalf pertain to that Scripture? And that will give you the correct interpretation of that Scripture. Okay? I want to start number one again. Jesus becoming a human being. That means He does it for me and you. He obeyed on our behalf. Dying on our behalf. If you don't do this, then God's going to punish you. Okay, how does that pertain to Jesus dying for me? Jesus being resurrected on our behalf. Okay, Jesus died for our sins, but we must still do this and this and this to be blessed. Okay, but what about the resurrection? For we are resurrected with Jesus. And then, the return of the Lord. Now, I've added number five, as it wasn't always in my way of interpreting the Scriptures, but I saw there were some false doctrines coming in because we don't understand the return of the Lord Jesus and what we're going to receive in the return of the Lord. And the only reason why I've added that is because people think that we can have immortality right now without the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then by our works enter into that. But more about that later on. And I think if you can just have those five things, write it down, take some scriptures in the Bible, read through them and try to see Jesus, what He's done for you and how He's blessed you through His death, obedience, resurrection and Him becoming a human being on your behalf. Man, you will be so excited to see the wonderful revelation that comes to you as you start to interpret Scripture that way. It will only bless you.